on the season, getting ready to take on number two East Friday night at Story Gym, and we've got Glenn Kirkbride joining us here on the program. Glenn, what's happening, man? How are you?
Hey, guys, getting along good. How are you?
We're doing outstanding, and I tell you what, you know, last time we talked to you, you were off to a good start, but that was back in December. Now you've played a few quadrant games and gotten in there, and you're playing extremely well. What are you particularly most impressed with your team on their 12-1 record right now?
You know, these kids are they're just doing fantastic. One of their big things is they're able to kind of adapt to how people play us. We've now had some games where people play us one way, and then Laramie here this last one, they tried to play us a different way, and my kids are able to adapt. I'm just impressed with what they're doing, how they're learning, and where we are right now.
How are teams, you know, playing you, and what was Laramie doing that was different?
You know, Laramie really sat back in a zone. They've got some length there, especially with the Audman girl. She's a very, very impressive player. And so they used a little length to kind of, it was a 3-2 zone, but those three were basically across the free throw line. So it's almost a 1-3-1, but you didn't have anybody on the top. And it took us a little while to figure out what was going on, how to find the open spots, those types of things. And so we really had to adjust. That was not something we'd prepped for with them, admittedly. And they had a great game plan and executed it very well. That was a tough game. That's a tough place to play, and especially when they can execute a game plan like that.
The fact that you're doing this, and listen, I know you have some seniors that are contributing, but the bulk of the points and everything are coming from a lot of underclassmen right now. The fact that you guys are still so young and still seem very experienced, what does that tell you about some of the girls on this team?
Oh, you know, these kids have played a lot of basketball. I think we talked about it last time. A lot of people were saying we lost all of our seniors. We had six seniors last year, and this may be a little tougher year. And I had no delusions we were going to do quite as well as we're doing. But we had a lot of kids that had played basketball before, been on this varsity team, and were with that group last year to kind of learn how to handle it. And so we're kind of wise beyond our years, I think.
You mentioned the seniors you graduated, how you've had some other players that maybe folks didn't know about who have contributed. You know, one of those players in my mind is McKenna Salee. You know, she's had several double-digit scoring games this year, and, you know, last year she was just pretty much JV. You know, how has she grown her game to the point where, you know, now she's starting for you and contributing as much as she has?
Yeah, I tell you, that kid just works her tail off. She really does. I'm very impressed with her. She played basketball all summer. Didn't make our varsity group last year and really took it, instead of kind of pouting about that and being upset about it, she took that as motivation. And she worked all summer, played a whole bunch of basketball on some traveling teams and really made herself better. I've been very impressed with what she's done. Earned a starting spot last year, didn't even make the team this year, that varsity group. This year she started and has done great.
Glenn Kirkbride joining us here on the program. Glenn, another player that I've been impressed with, and she played a lot as a freshman last year, was Bailey Delbridge, and she's also a pretty good rodeoer, right? You know, she's does a lot. What does she do, JJ?
Goat tying.
Goat tying.
She does goat tying.
Yeah, I mean that.
And I tell you, she didn't this year, but last year made the national finals, if I remember right. She's top quality as a goat tire.
She did make nationals, but unfortunately she wasn't able to compete there and had to learn a hard lesson about getting your entry in on time.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure why nationals requires you to enter.
Did you qualify?
Yeah, because you qualified, but yeah, they do. So, you know, it was a difficult lesson for her, but I think she'll be back there a couple more times for sure.
Absolutely.
How has she improved her game, Glenn, as the year has progressed?
Yeah, I'll tell you, she's taken way more of a leadership role. And we've needed her to do that. We're not asking her to handle the ball every time down the floor, but we do ask her to do it some. And she's really taken that on and kind of stepped in as a leader for us. She does some talking, works as hard as anybody on the team. She's just a coach's dream, honestly, because she'll do exactly what you ask and do it to the best of her ability, whether it's guard the other team's best player, which we ask her to do a lot, or just not handle the ball, make a little change, get out on the wing and see what you can create. And she does well in all those situations. I've been impressed with her too.
Yeah, I brought up the seniors a little bit ago. How have they accepted the roles? Because a lot of times, you know, a senior may say, well, you know, I've been at the program for so long. I deserve all this playing time. It seems like, you know, everybody's kind of accepting their roles. Is that the case with the seniors that are contributing the way they are?
It is. Yeah, it very much is. And I think that's the strength of our team. Those kids, not only those kids, but all of them, whether they're starters or whether they're 12th person on the bench there, they're accepting roles and just, again, doing everything we ask of them. If we ask them to do something different from one game to the next, they accept that and they go out and they just play as hard as they can. They go do what we ask them to do. You don't always find that in kids, especially nowadays. Kids kind of have their own agendas. They want to score. They want their name in the paper. And these kids, a huge part of being a team and having a team culture and a quality team atmosphere is kids that accept their roles, and we have a whole mitt full of them here. It's been great for us.
You know, one player I was impressed with when I saw you for the first time last week against South was Jordan Jones. And I remember seeing her during volleyball, and she was a starter for the Lady Indians volleyball team. And then I know last week she was starting for you guys against South. And, you know, she's one of your taller players, but, you know, it looked to me like she doesn't really play like a big, the way she handles the ball coming up the court and transition and that sort of thing. You know, what is it that, you know, she's doing well for you guys right now?
Well, her natural tendency has her out on the wing. She sees the floor amazingly well for her age. Again, I credit those kids and how much basketball they've played over summers and just even during the school years, those kids are just playing basketball all the time. So she sees the floor real, real well. But, you know, she's just got a level head on her shoulders, very mature, again, for her age. And I keep saying it, I don't mean to be repetitive, just does what we ask her to do. She doesn't try to do too much. Sometimes as a freshman, when you ask kids to play a lot of minutes, they can start trying to do too much, trying to take too much on. And she has not done that to this point. We've got to keep her on the floor. She gets in a little foul trouble from time to time, but she does some great things for us also.
Glenn, East Central, I mean, it's a fun one, and it's been a while since East Central has had a lot of build-up like this with a couple ranked teams. I mean, each team has an outstanding record. I mean, there's a lot to this early season quadrant matchup. What has impressed you most about East and seeing them?
You know, new coach, brand new star that moves in from Rock Springs, yet that group just hasn't missed a beat. I mean, they haven't. They have a bunch of kids that work hard and know the East way, and they come after you, just like East does, and they did that under Rusty for years and years, and now they're doing it under Eric, and that's an impressive thing when you can have a little turnover, have a little change there, not only in your star, but also in your coach, same year and not miss a beat. So they're very impressive. It's going to be a heck of a game. I'm really looking forward to it.
What's the biggest thing for you guys? Is it handling their pressure? Is it defending Kai Buell on the outside or keeping her? I mean, what's the biggest thing for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
All of it.
Again, they're very, very good. And one of the ways they've been the most successful is to dial up that pressure. They kind of let Kai Buell do what she does on the offensive end. On the defensive end, they have her playing a little bit of safety to kind of read some eyes and pick off bad passes. And so pressure is going to be a huge thing for us. A lot of the teams we've played to this point haven't put the pressure on like they're going to. And so that's where it starts. But other than that, we kind of just need to do what we do. We need to worry about us and take care of the basketball and not let the moment take us over. Just go play and do what's got us to this point. We've had some success being us. And so as cliche as that's going to sound, we need to be us on Friday and see what happens.
Outstanding. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this Friday night. The girls game will go 5:30. The boys game will follow at 7 o'clock, a couple ranked teams in each. It's going to be a lot of fun, Glenn, and we look forward to it, and we'll see you Friday. Thank you so much.
Heck yeah, man. It's going to be a blast. I appreciate you guys coming and taking the time to have me.
You got it. There you go, Glenn Kirkbride.